Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, game one of the WCHA quarterfinals. And I loved how your team responded after Ohio State scored. Your team just came out with great energy, and they continued to get through that first period holding off the Buckeyes. How important was that to bring that energy?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, I'm glad you pointed that out, Kelly. It just like really showed the growth this team has taken from beginning of the year to get scored on really basically on the second shot of the game. Early on, it could have been, game over, right? And the Avalanche starts right after. But I just liked the way we competed. We battled, and obviously Hannah was playing very, very well. You could tell she was locked in. It wasn't anything fancy. It's just competing. You just got to work hard. I mean, the bottom line is they're more talented than we are. But that doesn't mean we can't outwork them. That's got to be our mindset, and I thought the group, for the most part, yesterday had that mindset and went out and tried to outwork them every shift.
Hannah Hogenson coming up with 41 saves, including the penalty shot that happened early on. But, when she's locked in, it's easy for her teammates to come out and play in front of her, isn't it?
Oh, sure. It's bench gets fired up. It kind of works together. They see you're making those saves. It fires them up. They want to work that much harder for her. And when they're blocking, 22 shots, she sees that, and she wants to do everything she can to have their back. So you need everybody. You need all six players on the ice to be at their best every time out. That's the challenge you face when you're playing a team like this, is they're so talented. And mistakes are going to happen. Hockey is a game of mistakes, but we just need to limit those mistakes, and we just need to really do a good job of preventing those grade A's.
Speaking of those 22 block shots, Ella Anik had 5 of them. An incredible game for her, but your defense came up with some big plays and were able to hold Ohio State to the perimeter for the most part.
I thought collectively as a group they did a really nice job stick on puck. We got a lot of not just blocks, but we got good deflections with having stick on puck. And Gardner's got like 53 points, I believe. Maltese is upper 40s. They have some really prolific scoring forward lines. And other than Sophie Jakes, we did a pretty good job the entire game of holding them off until Maltese got the empty netter. So. Jacques has had our number. She's gotten over 20 goals this year, and a number of them have come against us. So just got to be aware when she's on the ice, that's a group effort.
You get the only goal from one of your defenders, McKenna Deering. What a blast that shot was from the blue line. And I talked to her about it. She talked about how they were taking away the eyes of the goalie. Obviously, that's important too.
Yeah, if you got a chance to see that goal, not just Taylor Nelson standing in front, but actually Ohio State had 3 of their own players lined up in a line right in front of Taylor. So, and Amanda Teeley's a tall goalie. I mean, she could literally stand and look over Taylor, but the fact that she had 3 of her teammates were all right in line too helped, and Mac found a way to get the puck past all of them and caught that corner, which, again, you need puck luck, and that was certainly on our in our favor on that shot, because it got by those 3 and then got by Taylor in the net. But what a great goal, and even better Sally by all of them on the ice.
Your special teams last night didn't have to work too hard. 1 penalty kill, but I thought they looked really good. And obviously going up against a team like Ohio State, they're the least penalized team in the league. Your team, number 2 most penalized team in the league. So obviously very disciplined yesterday as well for your team.
Yeah, really important. It's not a team you want to give up power play opportunities to. I thought the 1 power play that they did have, we did a really good job. Doing our jobs, really good rotations, good stick, blocked some shots, got 200-foot clears when we needed to. But it's really, really important that we stay disciplined, we stay out of the penalty box.
It's do or die here tonight. All the cliches come to play, backs against the wall. But obviously this team is energized and ready to take the ice. What's it going to take to beat the Buckeyes?
You're exactly right, Kelly. It's nothing to save for, nothing to lose. We talked about it coming into the series that we are huge underdogs. Just probably the big, can't imagine a bigger underdog scenario around the country when you're playing the number 1 team in the country in their home rink. So. Let's go and play. I mean, again, what nothing to lose. It's just compete, battle. We need to have a really good start. I no question in my mind that she's going to have them ready to go, and they're going to try to deliver a knockout punch early. So we have to be on our toes. We have to be ready to go. And again, we talked about it yesterday. We want to be the one punching them in the nose, but we also want to kick them in the knee at the same time. So we've got to be ready to go. And again, it's going to take everybody at their best, 20 minutes at a time. But you know what? We don't have to. We get to, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.